Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
That was for you, not for video.
Bob, just so you know, this chick can tap dance, and yeah. She was about to do it, and I was about to get video, and then she just stopped and said, now.
Bob, get in there. Sarah, do it. We need a story for today. Come on. Come on. Put on a show.
Sorry. I mean, what are you doing? Your name's first on the marquee. Like, let's see you tap dance.
Yeah. I want to see this tap dancing. I saw a little bit, and I was blown away.
Were you?
Yeah.
Blown away.
Blown away.
All right, come here. I'm going to give you a quick shuffle ball change, and that's it.
A shuffle ball change.
Shuffle ball change.
Ooh. She's doing it, everyone, in her AC/DC t-shirt.
Yes, that is correct. Trying to keep my cred affixed. Oh, what's happening here? Oh, we're getting a camera adjustment. Oh, you know what? I have this quiz coming up later about nails, and I think we might have a winner. Like, I just noticed a few days ago that Bob always has her nails done.
Oh, you don't mean like nails in
ten
wood.
Penny nails.
Yeah, you don't mean construction nails.
No, 9-inch nails. Okay. Yeah, maybe there will be a 9-inch nails question in there. That'd be a good one. Actually, there are people out there with 9-inch nails. We've seen them. I saw one lady trying to ring me up at a store one time, and I'm like, oh man, that looks like a real impediment to touching... touch screen. Like, there's like a whole thing where you got to flip your nails all the way back so you can get your finger flat on the
weird,
screen.
But
that's how someone's living.
People do things
don't
for
ask
the,
them how
for
they
the
wipe
look.
Themselves.
Ask because, Jane about it.
Yeah. Now, does Jane does her nails?
She does, but she doesn't have those crazy useless hands that, you know.
Well, she does need to type. And
let me just grow some stuff on here that'll make these useless.
Yeah.
The best tools you're going to get besides your teeth.
We're not
hands.
Playing any guitar, I'll
That's
tell you.
For sure.
I didn't snip all my nails off yesterday. Active length, I like to call this. No nail. Drag me to brunch, guys. The 28th, we're doing this. And all day today, this is, I don't know if this is your last chance or not. I think it is, though.
I'm going to give a little bit of a tip that there might be any more chances next week.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Still, try real hard today. You want to put paid to this. So, every hour from 7:05 to 5:05 today, we've got a code word for you, and it gives you your chance at a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch June 28th at the W in SF, and you'll be qualified for the grand prize, which includes a weekend stay at the W and a 4-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train, courtesy of WSF, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. 7:05, your first chance. Don't forget that there are dad jokes this weekend, like Alice's Father's Day Central. A bunch of our dads and Vinny, who is a dad, all recorded fun dad jokes. Your kids are going to love it.
They're hilarious.
But you know what? Some of the deliveries on them are hilarious. Like, I was trying not to laugh when I was recording Vinny doing his jokes the other day. I'm like, in fact, I think you bust out laughing at one of them. And I think they left it in. Vinny couldn't even contain himself. These jokes are so funny.
I hear your dad knocked it out of the park too, though. Gentry.
He was cute. And he did them. I told him, I go, you can just pick five. Just, you know, record five of them or so. There were like 30. My sister recorded every single one separately. She sent me 30 files of
nice.
All the, yeah, it was, I was like, that is thorough. Nothing if not thorough. I'm sure Rage picked the first five. It was like, great job. So I want to start with this because it's a little chunk of history from our show of him. You and I, early days, we both used to watch Melrose Place. I think it was either just, it was like wrapping up or was pretty much done when we
I watched Melrose, but I don't think that we watched that together.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it, I remember having conversations with you, but I don't know when it ended.
Let me see when it ended.
I definitely watched the full series. It was like a, it was kind of a spinoff of 90210, Beverly Hills 90210.
Well, it came on, I think, after it.
Yes, they would air. My cousin and I used to just every week.
No,
we would...
it ended in 99.
Okay, so we did have a little time together.
And we had one of the ladies from that show was on our show.
Really? Which one?
You don't need to know.
Oh, I do need to know.
No, you don't.
And I actually do know, and that is why I'm doing this story.
Oh, you rotten person.
Why am I rotten? Stop
because
it.
Because you're baiting me, and so, I just fell right in to the stupid trap.
There's a chick.
Hanging upside down by one leg right now.
There's no thing. This is just a little part of our history on our show. You and I had Melrose Place in common. So when Daphne Zuniga was in the Vagina Monologues,
so
she came by the station and just for an interview to promote it. And there was crackling electricity between a couple people on the show. And that would be Vinny and Daphne Zuniga.
Really?
Oh my God!
Man,
like, I'm telling you, you were with someone. You had a girlfriend.
If he hadn't,
it was on. She was like that guy.
Wow, Vinny.
I'm in. And Vinny was like that other girl. I got that other girl.
That lady was like, I'm putting your name on the list. Come to the show, and we'll. And I went, I can't do that.
Was it because of the girlfriend or because you didn't want to see the vagina monologue?
No, please, are you kidding? I mean,
we're talking about vaginas.
Yeah, right? I love vaginas.
Let's do it. That was a big show for a long time. Lots of people participated.
You have no idea how much time I've spent.
No, we get the idea.
I don't think, though, that you realize how much time boys spend.
Maybe I don't want to realize it.
You probably don't want to realize it, but it is very much... Well, what do you call it? The goal mine?
Just very much.
Very much, yeah.
So Daphne Zuniga she was from Melrose Place, but she was in a movie called Spaceballs.
Yes.
Years ago. And Spaceballs is fun. It crossed my mind that maybe we should go back and watch Spaceballs as part of Bob's Movie Club, but I don't want to. I'll put it in the suggestion box. I'm sure it's not happening. So I was a little annoyed when I found out here. I'm just going to put it in the suggestion box. I'm not forcing anybody to do anything. But if you did do it, I mean.
Would you complain about that one? Would you complain about that one?
Did I complain about the last one?
Are you kidding?
Let's just go with no.
I can't believe the earnest look on your face as you say that.
I'm holding my pearls. What are you talking about?
Exact quote.
Yeah. I've spent my whole life trying to avoid that movie.
I had a girlfriend who wanted me to watch it, and I was like, nope.
Never.
And then here I am, 65 years old, and Bob!
65?
Wow.
Jesus,
wow,
Bob!
There are shots fired. Shots fired over the mouth.
My favorite.
Bob.
Yes, I will watch Spaceballs without complaining.
May the Schwartz be with you.
The Schwartz. So, check this out. I'm reading this story about Spaceballs 2, which is coming up, and there's no mention of Daphne Zuniga. So I'm like, no, hold on, though. So I'm like, Daphne Zuniga in the new Spaceballs? Yes, is the answer, my friends. Yes. She played Princess Vespa, and she's doing it again. It's funny, I'm looking at like production stills from the original Spaceballs, and she just looks like a baby. She kind of has like a Demi Moore look going on. I love Daphne Zuniga.
She was great looking.
And she's still hot.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get me an age on her?
That looks like a no makeup pick, too.
It sure does. She's right around our age.
62.
Oh, 62. Wow, she looks fantastic. Anyway, she's coming back as Prince. Maybe she's Queen Vespa now. We don't know what's happened in the 1,000 years since the first Spaceballs.
She's from here. Look at that.
Where's she from?
San Francisco.
Oh, look at that. Went to UCLA. Actress from 1980 to present. We must have known that, right? She must have come in and we knew it in just one of those thousand things we forget. So Rick Moranis and Bill Pullman are coming back for Spaceballs 2. You know, Rick Moranis has just been gone. He didn't even come back for the new Ghostbusters movies. He was like, he's the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids guy. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people know him from that.
His wife passed away and he took care of his kids.
Yeah. Dropped out and took care of his kids.
Which is, that's what you do.
It is what you do. Or you do it to the best of your ability. Sometimes, you know, you have to still work. And he had Honey, I Shrunk the Kids money. And he was able, and Ghostbusters money. And when I can do it. He's also, my favorite thing for him is Little Shop of Horrors, the movie. He's Seymour. Suddenly Seymour. So good. Oh, me and John sing songs from that.
So she's in the movie.
So she's in the movie. The movie Spaceballs 2 is coming up here. They're just casting it now. So I don't have a date for this, but there is a little teaser. So it was kind of a takeoff on like the Star Wars thing where at the beginning of the movie, they would do the scroll out into space.
It was a giant parody of Star Wars.
Yeah,
the whole thing is.
In fact, after their first scroll goes by in the first Spaceballs movie, just like in one of the movies, a big, huge ship, like a destroyer looking thing starts coming out over and it just never ends. It just keeps going and going and there's more ship and then there's more things attached to the ship and then there's more ship and more.
I don't remember the movie. I've seen it, but I don't remember it.
So, my brother was a huge fan. I remember, I think we had it on videotape and we watched it over and over. So Rick Moranis has been gone for a really long time, and he is back to play Dark Helmet in Spaceballs 2. Bill Pullman will return as the hero Lone Star. Mel Brooks will be back as Yogurt and also President Scroob, I assume. Both characters he played in the original. Josh Gad is listed as a co-writer on the script.
Oh.
That's Olaf from Frozen. It looks like Bill Pullman's son, Lewis Pullman, has also been cast. Kiki Palmer's listed in the cast, but there's no word on who either of them is playing. And they also say here there's no word on any other returning cast members. Obviously, John Candy, Joan Rivers, Dick Van Patten. Unless they AI them in, as they are known to do these days.
I mean, Joan Rivers did play a robot. She played like the C-3PO kind of character. So they could just...
They could just... Right, AI they her absolutely voice. Could. Yeah. And I'm sure, look, they're very, it's the stupidest movie that you'll love. And it's, now how do you see, I see that you're nodding, Bob. Spaceballs?
Yeah, my high school boyfriend made me watch it. He was like, this is the funniest movie of all time.
Did you agree?
And the Death Star starts going by and 5 minutes later it's still going by.
It's still going by.
And I'm like, I don't know if this is for me. But I would give it another shot.
Oh, do we have a suggestion box? Next time I run out of Kleenexes,
she keeps it running.
I have a note on my iPhone, if that's what you mean.
That's what I mean. Put that on my, Sarah's suggestions. Even though, I don't know. I mean, I remember liking it, but I just don't know if it's something we need to subject people to. For those of you participating in Bob's Movie Club. So there's a teaser. There's no footage. The filming hasn't begun yet, but they did do a scroll. In the scroll, this text crawl, it makes fun of all the Star Wars prequels, sequels, sequels to the prequels, prequels to the sequels, TV spinoffs. Then it lists all the Dune, Jurassic Park, Avatar, and Marvel movies, plus DC's two attempts to start a cinematic universe and just about every other overdone franchise you can name. And it's all part of this. I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's a link to a Twitter thing, which doesn't generate. You'll have to just click on the link. I think it says Spaceballs 2 in there. So, and apparently, we do at the very end of it, you get a shot of Rick Moranis' cracked helmet. And the tagline says, The Schwartz Awakens in 2027. Which might be the title of the movie for all we know.
It's great.
I know. I'm really excited. I'm just psyched because maybe Daphne Zuniga will come around because she needs to promote the movie. Daphne, if you... move back here at some point. Or you have a friend here who could call you. Come back on the show. Like, you've become lore on this show. The Daphne Zuniga Day. So good. By the way.
I'm just real proud of you, Ben.
Right?
I would have dumped that girlfriend.
Well, I was pretty into her.
Yeah. And it was early days for you guys, so it was still going off.
You know, Daphne was going to blow through town and, you know, maybe I'd get her for a minute and then she'd go back to Hollywood and there I'd be with, you know, having burnt my girlfriend right. over a one-nighter.
I blew up my life for you. Come back to me.
It's nice, though. It is one of those things where, you know, between in down moments, I think of Daphne and Sting. And between those two hits, I feel loved.
You did.
Kidding, by the way. No, I don't ever think of those things. But
I you do. Stop it. Those are notches.
They're fun, but they're those not really notches. Like, you know. Mm. And honestly, Sting more than Daphne.
Well, Daphne, I mean, it's been so long. Let's get that girl back in here. We can chat her up
Sting
again.
Sting rode my leg like I'm a horse.
Or humped your leg like a dog.
Yeah, something like that. Wow.
He was into you. And you know he'd go for a long, long, long time. I mean, he'd really give it to you good.
Oh, God.
Right
Told
on the edge.
You.
Right on the edge there.
No one gets to power bottom me. Lay there, Sting, and let me love you.
Okay. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
You're done already?
I'm done. Yeah. By the way,
go out on that note.
Lay there, Sting, and let me love you. Could be like a, you know, a quote from today's show for our fantastic new feature. That's a good one. I'm still washing over me. I'm just laying here enjoying it.
Father's Day and more after these.
Oh, okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, hello, Friday. Oh, so nice to see you. You look so pretty today. Oh!
Have a great Friday, you mother...
Thanks, Maria. You look pretty, too.
Pretty crazy.
Check out the Sarah and Vinny... No, pardon me. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Lola Young.
Oh, hey, Lola.
All this week, listen to Jane. I bet you Jane is at home working on her afternoon show right now.
Yeah. Or sitting in traffic trying to just get here.
Yeah, well, either way, she's always working hard.
That's a work ethic right
for
there.
For you, yep. Party people.
That's right.
All this week, listen to Jane at 6.05 p.m. for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Lola Young on December 4th at Bill Graham Civic Auditorium, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment.
Sweet.
All right. Here's what's happening. There are some morning clouds. Sun later.
Oh.
Highs will be in the mid-60s to upper 70s, depending on where you're at. Don't forget your dad this weekend. It's Father's Day.
Right.
Do you have any holes in your socks?
No.
Then how do you get your feet in there?
Ah, that's
a good one, Dad. Go on, Daddy. Hey, Daddy-o. Keep the dad jokes coming.
Today is the only Friday the 13th of the year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How many do we usually have? Okay, I'm sorry I asked.
I didn't mean to make you cry, Dad.
Making it not fun.
I didn't mean to. I just wondered. That's all.
Today is Friday the 13th. Anyone want to Google that for her? Because I'm in the middle of saying words, so I really don't have time to find the answer
if
for her.
I had it right in front of you.
The good news is this will be the only Friday the 13th of the year, or maybe that's bad news if you are one of the Wiccans in our audience or
no,
whatever.
No, that's a good day for a Wiccan. Yeah, we are not triskaidekaphobic.
That's what I meant. If it's good if you're, I don't know what I said, but I meant if you're a witch, you should be disappointed. This is the only one you're going to get this year.
Oh, I see.
Normally we get 1 to 3.
Oh.
So it's not that many.
So only one. This is a special day.
The for average what is 1.7.
1.7.
Oh, 1.7.
1.7. Oh.
You like this, Bob? Is this your thing?
Making my witch's brew over here.
You like it. Okay.
Get that cauldron heated up.
I'm going to put some in Vinny's coffee.
Witch's brew.
He's suddenly going to be so nice to me and Sarah.
What are you talking about?
God, it's a what nice in the holy?
That's fantastic.
I'm a good witch.
Again, shots fired.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
For what it's worth, a poll found the majority of Americans don't even care about this day. They do not.
They forget. They don't worry about it.
Most people have crap to do.
Yeah. They hear that it's Friday the 13th. They go, oh, feelings. I got to do this thing. Over
right.
There.
People who are breathing need food and shelter and things. Mm-hmm. And I must care.
And I'm not going to hunker down at home being, you know, shaking in my shoes over Friday the 13th.
No shivering for you.
Mm. It's a good night to watch Friday the 13th, though.
Do you think Friday the 13th is an unlucky day?
I don't. I really don't.
80% said probably to definitely not.
Mm.
So most people don't
trip
on it. Men are twice as likely as women to believe that Friday the 13th is unlucky. I don't know if you could say that, you know, I don't have any stats in front of me. I don't know if you could say, though, that men are more superstitious than women. Would you say that?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I think that superstition sort of runs in families. Like, you hear stuff from your parents. Don't leave a hat on the bed. You know, don't pick up a heads down penny. Touch the top of the thing when you go through a light. You know, that kind of thing.
As a fan of pro sports, sports in general, I believe the most superstitious people are athletes.
Yes.
Both men and women.
They have all these little OCD routines
so many
that have to
things.
Get done, or they feel like they're cursing themselves.
Statistically, women tend to be more superstitious than men.
Maybe they didn't figure pro athletes into that, because you are correct.
And fans. Like, I wear, like, if I'm watching the first game at WVU plays of the season, whatever shoes or whatever I'm wearing, I keep wearing that
if
until
they win.
Lose. Oh. Yeah, if they win. If they lose, they're done for the season.
Burn them.
Those shoes go back in the closet. Yeah.
Because you definitely have an effect on whether or not
100%.
They win.
In baseball, they added a pitch clock. And one of the reasons, and this is, I can only think of this guy, and I actually can't think of his name, but he's the best player on the Philadelphia Phillies. What's that guy's name? He used to be on the Washington Nationals.
Oh,
Pitchy McThrows a lot.
No, he's good, though. He's a big name, but he's a guy I watched at the bat.
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper did this thing where he was like, the ritual he was stuck in.
For every single pitch?
For every single pitch was downright humiliating, and they don't.
So what happened after they said no?
The pitch count made it impossible to continue that, so you just have to stop.
Right.
The end. But he had
so they actually helped him.
Touch this thing, bend down. Like, he was doing this whole, they become slaves to these rituals.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that.
It's not just don't walk under a ladder. It's, I got to touch this, do 3 dips, turn around twice, scuff my left foot once and my right foot twice.
It becomes a mental problem.
Yes.
For sure. And then there's other things that baseball and football players do that actually could be considered gross, like underwear and
things that they can't change. No.
You can change that. Yeah. You need to change that.
I don't want to foul that guy, man. He stinks.
Not when they're lucky.
Yeah.
Leave him on.
I actually could. I'm sure it doesn't work anymore, but I could totally see pro athletes going, I'm not putting on deodorant. Why would I want to smell good for the enemy?
Mm. Well, what about us, though? We're on your team. And your miasma is choking us all out.
Anyway.
We can't play at our normal level.
Friday the 13th, everyone. Beware or celebrate whatever you feel.
Or just go neutral.
Go for it.
Go through your day.
This news broke late yesterday. It is big news. I'll touch it real quick because you should know that this is happening, and then we'll move on. Israel's massive strike on Iran has come decades after mutual hostility. They are enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, I should say, Iran has a nuclear program they're trying to get off the ground, and Israel absolutely does not want them to have nukes.
Yeah.
So they have attacked, and there has been a counter as well. So Iran's counter was via drone. But either way, just so you know, the hostility in the Middle East continues and is red hot right now. There's that. So scary.
Yeah.
And
it is. The world is a scary place right now.
My wife works with a couple people who work in Israel, and they work, what do they call those things? Not a bunker, but a safe house. They work in their, like, insulated, that's where they spend their days. Awful. Let's move on, though.
Okay.
Conspiracy theories. You like them?
They're fun. Some of them are fun. Some of them are just like, wow, you are spreading massive misinformation.
Most conspiracy theories are not all that believable.
Right. Like the Bigfoot thing. I mean, or that there are alien autopsies being done in New Mexico or wherever. Area 51, wherever that is.
Here are some harmless, smaller conspiracy theories for your enjoyment.
Okay.
That your phone's microphone is constantly hot and that it's listening for keywords to target advertising.
No, that one is definitely
that
true.
That is totally true.
Totally true.
I have 100.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
France, believe
that kitchen bitch.
Yep. I believe that one. That is not a conspiracy theory. That is in fact true.
Yes.
Starbucks baristas are told to misspell customers' names so people post photos on social media of their Starbucks cups providing free advertising.
I believe that one too.
You do?
Yes. Same.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They put someone...
How do you screw a Bob? Come on.
Once somebody puts a Y in the middle of your name, you know,
yeah,
it's true.
That's definitely real. These are all real. Go on.
That Area 51 is a publicity stunt by the government to hide the real testing facility.
That's true, too.
That's definitely true. Area 51.
What do you know about it?
What do you mean? It's alien like, autopsies. It's not even like a secret. That's what they're doing there. They test alien equipment.
Yeah. They got some alien tech and they've been testing it for years.
Did you not see Independence
Day? Hello.
One of the best movies of all time.
Yeah.
What is
it's a documentary.
Yeah.
What is this?
A biopic.
What is this crazy group think that's happening in front of me right now?
We're just really enjoying these conspiracies.
Are you sure the article is not called Conspiracy Theories That Are Actually True?
It might check be, those, yeah. In fact. Right. Cops go on Waze and leave notes about random police sightings to cause people to slow down without actually having to stay and check on people.
Yeah, it's definitely
If you
real.
Keep your Waze on, you will, like, I actually do this now. It goes right to my car and hooks right up and it's running on the maps. I keep the maps on at all times.
And it'll ask you, right? Is this still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But it'll also say, you know, police reported ahead. All right. Well, speed thank you drop. For the warning. I'm going to back off.
And then you never see the cops.
Sometimes I do see the cops, but okay.
How often do you think you see the cops?
Most of the time.
Most? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then this one we'll throw out.
I see them quite a bit.
Yeah. This is the one fake one.
But
so
really,
far.
I'm going to, this shouldn't be a big tip. This shouldn't, like, you know, rock the world. Watch for brake lights ahead of you. When people see a cop, they hit their brakes, even if they're not speeding. So all you have to do is be watching the road in front of you. And when you see everyone hit their brakes, that's a sign there's police. Mm.
A safety vehicle is good, too. If someone comes roaring up on you and they go past you, you can speed up. They're going to get it. So you're good to go 5 to 10 miles an hour faster.
I don't subscribe to that one. But
now I'm like, that guy's going to be in big trouble. And if you catch up with him, get the back off. The safety vehicle.
This one, I really, come on.
Tell me.
That bread companies paid toaster companies to put the settings on that are too higher than the number so that you burn more toast and need more bread.
I mean, it's clever, but I actually don't believe that one. It's America. We're buying plenty of bread.
Right. Lotteries are actually traps for time travelers.
What?
I don't even get that one.
Oh, because if you win the lottery, they can trap you if you're a time traveler. Like, ah, that's a time traveler because they came back in time to win the lottery.
Oh, yeah. Son of a biscuit.
Yeah. It reminds me of that really lucky guy you were talking about earlier this week.
He's a time traveler.
He was hitting.
He was suspicious.
He hit like 3 times in a row and had hit once like years before.
And he probably knew he was going to get cancer, so he went back and got checked early, and that's why he survived.
Listen to this.
Yes.
I got another lottery one for you, and this one's in Sacramento. A couple in Sac needed to break a $100 bill to pay for a pizza, so they bought 2 lottery tickets, and one of them hit for $1 million.
Oh, good for them.
Just needed change. Just trying to break $100.
That's when you win. It's the people who habitually play who are like really contributing to these big pots and they never win. It's the person who's just like feels it or breaks 100 or there's just like a moment. They happen to find themselves somewhere. Somebody else buys one, is all excited. They're like, let me get one of those too.
The couple bought a lottery ticket to get change for a pizza tip, actually.
Oh.
And they left with $1 million instead. Scored. Pizza.
Everyone who plays habitually is so mad at them right now.
Can you imagine you got a pizza and $1 million? What a night.
Best day ever.
Yeah, that's so like, come on.
It's Friday the 13th. I might have to go buy a lottery ticket today.
I had a $100 bill, so I got 2 tickets. I think it was $20. And I went to the truck and started scratching. He remembers telling his wife, I think this one's $1 million, but I'm not sure.
Mm.
He's been playing the lottery for 40 years, checked his California lottery app and confirmed that the card was a winner.
Oh, so he is.
My wife almost had a heart attack.
Well, yeah. I bet you a lot of people.
Then we had to go in and buy the pizza.
You have our pizza.
You hold the ticket and wait here. I'm not waiting here with this thing.
That's to hold a winning lottery ticket in your hand. For that kind of money and, obviously if you win one of these big jackpots or something, those have to be the hardest moments of your life. Like you're about to have a heart attack, so you might die at any moment. And then you got to figure out what you're going to do. Like, do you call a lawyer first? How do you know what lawyer to call? Well, can you trust that lawyer? Do you let that thing out of your sight? Do you laminate it? Do you put it in a safe deposit box?
What do you do?
Well, I don't know, but I would love to find out what you do. I think I'd go to Hawaii and just like camp out there and be like, okay, I'm just going to figure it out from here.
You don't mean camp out. You mean just get a hotel room. Okay.
Get a house in Hawaii.
And lay on the beach like that.
No, I would make that my headquarters. I feel like people can come at me from less angles on Hawaii, you know?
I was reminded very quickly of trips we used to take down to Mexico. We'd go to this place called San Miguel, which is right near Ensenada. And so you could go into town and party and all that. And then we'd come back to our beach spot where we're going to surf in the morning. And you'd basically just pass out wherever.
Right.
In the sand. But we would wake up and it was a question mark as to whether people. I remember my friend Scotty. He goes, someone took my watch off my arm.
Oh.
They just rolled through.
They walked through all the passed out people.
And took stuff, including the watch off his arm.
How am I going to get out of a shakedown later? My watch is gone. I wore 4 of them.
So unbelievable. Well, there you go, though. Sleeping out in the open. Don't do it, Clarky. You weren't.
I wasn't.
That,
I had just won the lottery in this scenario, so I was going to use my savings while I was waiting for my payout.
415 says, the 800-400-3697. 415 says, the toaster bread one is fake. I always have to crank my toaster higher to get it toasted. So that one's not true.
Do you ever notice that it takes a lot more to toast a piece of sourdough than it does just a piece of regular white bread?
No, but I never have white bread.
Yes.
Yeah. Like if I put it on where I put my sourdough, it'll just be a blackened crust of a piece of bread. Because I crank it all the way up to do my sourdough so I can just do it in one. Because otherwise you got to keep checking it and then it heats up and it turns off.
Independence Day would be a great movie for Bob's Movie Club right before the 4th of July break.
Oh, I don't even think we're doing one until after the 4th of July break. But I feel like I see that one fairly regularly. Like it'll just be on. Yeah, and I'll watch it. Get sucked in. Will Smith.
So good. I highly recommend if anyone hasn't seen it.
Yeah, if you've never seen Independence Day.
Best speech of all time.
Yeah, it's a nice stirring speech, but also Crazy Randy Quaid is in it.
Crazy.
And so that's awesome. And Will Smith is just great in that. And is it Vivica Fox who's his wife?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I really like it. Plus, sci-fi.
510 says, Daphne Zuniga's father was my philosophy professor at Cal State Hayward in the 90s.
Oh my God.
Chris App.
Hey, Chris. I wonder if Chris wrote in last time we talked to him. That sounds familiar for some reason.
I don't remember hearing that, but.
It's just an echo in my mind.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Friday the 13th. New movies in theaters and a fun game about your fingernails.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.